Well, good evening. So good to be with you. I have been excited and looking forward to being here tonight and throughout the month of January, and just studying on the Holy Spirit. Was here a few weeks ago whenever we got to spend a little time as a preface to the study on the Holy Spirit to speak about the evidence of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. And so tonight, looking forward to looking at the first section. I've had to shorten the study quite a bit for a month, four different sessions. And so I'll try to spend about 45 minutes tonight and the next three nights on the Holy Spirit. And so if you'll listen fast, I'll talk fast. And so let me just share with you a little bit of homework as to benefiting the most from this study. I've given you a lot of notes, and you'll be filling in a lot of blanks, and so you'll need pencils or pens. But don't fret and worry if you miss a blank, because the pastor, Brother Trey, wherever he's at upstairs, they have a copy of all the answers, okay? And so they have the teacher that I have, the teacher book with additional notes, verses, and also the blanks filled in with the answers. And so if you happen to miss one or two, that's okay. You can catch up either with your pastor and ask them, or we can do it afterwards, either one. And so now this is how we'll work. There'll be a blank in sentences, and when I get to that blank, you'll hear me say blank, and following the blank, the word blank, I'll say the word that goes in the blank. Okay, you got me? And so hopefully that'll keep us on the same page, and you'll be able to reap. Now, what I would pray you would do is to take your study guide home with you. And after tonight, spend this next week reading over your notes, reading over the verses. I did not print out all the verses for you. I would hope that you would go home and read the points and sub-points, sometimes sub-sub-points, but read the scripture that go with that. And I think you will reap a lot of benefits from that if you had to go home and do your homework, okay? And over the month of January, I believe that we will grow together in learning more about the Holy Spirit, the forgotten God, okay? And so, all right, I'm going to ask you to turn with me in your Bibles to a couple of places. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And we're going to read verses 16, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And then we're going to 2 Corinthians 3. And so those are the couple of passages that I want to share with you as we get started. And then one from the Old Testament, and I'll give that to you after we read these two from the New Testament. So John 14, verses 15 through 18. All right, if you're there, say amen. I'm not going to ask you to stand because we've got a lot of scripture. You'd be standing a lot tonight. So, but just listen, and I'm reading now out of the King James, but scriptures I'll be reading pertaining to our notes will be primarily from the ESV, the English Standard Version, okay? And so, but the text I'll be reading now from the Bible will be King James. John 14, verses 15 through 18. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth in with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. What an amazing passage of Scripture about the Holy Spirit. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 15. All of these speaking about the Holy Spirit, the role, the activity, the purpose of the Holy Spirit, who He is. 2 Corinthians 3, starting in verse 15. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When we study the Holy Spirit, the primary purpose of the Holy Spirit is to unveil the face of God. Let me say that again, because that is huge when it comes to understanding the Holy Spirit and studying about Him. The primary role of the Holy Spirit is to unveil the face of God through the Son, Jesus Christ. Do any of you, or have any of you, ever played peekaboo with your kids or grandkids? Y'all do know what I'm talking about. Peekaboo! Peekaboo! And what do? They laugh every time, right? You're unveiling your face. And the role of the Holy Spirit, primarily, is to unveil the face of God through Jesus Christ according to the Word of God. Now, Ezekiel 39. I told you I'd give you one Old Testament passage. Ezekiel 39, verse 29. This is a beautiful verse of Scripture. And then we're going to get right into our notes. Ezekiel 39, 29. This is the word of the Lord. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. God speaking through the prophet Ezekiel, saying, I will not hide my face from them anymore. But through the Spirit of God, I shall be known. And so as we begin tonight studying on the Holy Spirit, I want us to understand the urgency and the importance of God, the Holy Spirit. I don't want us to take lightly that when we study the Holy Spirit, that we think that He is secondary, or that He is the leftover, or that He is an experience. My brothers and sisters, He is God. He is God. God would cease to be God if it wasn't for His Spirit. You take God out of the Trinity, you don't have God. If you take the Son out of the Trinity, you don't have God. If you take the Holy Spirit
out of the Trinity. You don't have God. He is no more and he is no less. He is God. Amen. And boy, to hear Jesus speak in John 14, he said, "It is to your advantage that I go, because I'm going to send him, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, and he'll be with you, and he'll never leave you." So I want us to just take a moment as we begin this study on the Holy Spirit, and I just want us to let it sink in that tonight, as we begin the study on the Holy Spirit, who he is. Because tonight we're going to be looking in two sections of our first study, and that is the personality of the Holy Spirit and the deity of the Holy Spirit. He is a person and he is God. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know that he is a person, as we begin to study, that he can relate to us as he lives with us, as he dwells with us? He can relate to us as a person, but then as God, he dwells in us. He abides with us. He tabernacles among us. God, the Holy Spirit. All right, let's begin with our notes. Number one, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit has been treated in the following ways. 1A, blank ignorance. Blank ignorance. People simply do not know and do not care about the truth of the Holy Spirit. They don't care. As Jesus said, they do not understand, because they do not know him. They cannot know him. 1B, blank heresy. It's treated, he is treated with heresy. The person and the work of the Holy Spirit is perverted by some. There is a lot of fleshly nonsense concerning the person and the work of the Holy Spirit in many churches today. Many focus on their fleshly experiences and emotions and place them clearly above the written word of God. My brothers and sisters, that is heresy. Many churches in America have uncontrollable laughing, barking, falling out, rolling on the floor, and they attribute this to the work of the Holy Spirit. That is heresy. Remember this truth as we study throughout this whole month. The Holy Spirit will never do anything except what Jesus Christ did. He cannot and will not ever do anything contrary to Jesus and the written word of God. He cannot. If he did, he would cease to be God. He would not be God. 1C, over blank emphasis, over emphasis. This action takes place when one is not studying the person and the work of the Father and Son, but is only focusing on the Holy Spirit. Does not take into the study of the Trinity, the triune God, but only overemphasizes the Holy Spirit without the Son and without the Father. 1D, and you don't have this in your workbook, but this is another one, and I left it out of your workbook, and I apologize, but it's neglect. This takes place when churches or people ignore and become afraid of the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. I wonder if we have not fallen prey to this in the Baptist church, that we are afraid of the Holy Spirit, and therefore we neglect to study. We neglect to learn of Him. We neglect Him. And I'm afraid that could be true. The next blank, I think yours may be D, but mine would be E. The emphasis is not on the Holy Spirit, but on the blank Son. John 16, Jesus says in John 16, 13 and 14, that when He sends the Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, He will not glorify Himself, but He will glorify the Son. He acts as a mediator who leads us to the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes away the veil so that we may be able to behold the Son of God, as Paul spoke in 2 Corinthians. He enables us to comprehend the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He convicts us of sin, of righteousness, and of the judgment. He will always magnify Jesus, and He will always glorify the Father. Always. He will never say anything contrary to what Jesus has said. He will never contradict Jesus or the Father. He will never act in any manner contrary to how Jesus acted. These are the ways that the Holy Spirit is found in today's society. So why, number two, why do we study the Holy Spirit? Why is it important? Why did Brother Brian ask me to come and to teach on the study of the Holy Spirit? Well, 2A, the Holy Spirit is God Himself. He is blank God Himself. We worship a triune God. The God in whom we know of the Word is one God. If we worship God the Father and God the Son, but we fail to worship and adore the Holy Spirit, then we fail to worship the true God in His fullness. 2B, the Holy Spirit is emphasized in blank Scripture. The Word of God from the Old Testament through the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is emphasized in Scripture. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the crowning mercy of God to all of us who have been regenerated by the Spirit of God. 2C, the Holy Spirit is the source of the Christian's power for six things. One, blank witnessing. He is our source for witnessing. How can we witness without the presence of the Holy Spirit? C2, blank preaching. He is our source for the anointing of the preaching of the Word of God. As men of God who preach the Word of God, we are dependent upon the Spirit of God. C3, blank unity. It is the Christian's source for unity. How can we be fitly joined together as one body without the presence of the Holy Spirit? He unites us. C4, for service, for serving the Lord, for waiting on tables, for serving others. He is our source for serving the Lord. C5, the Holy Spirit is the Christian source for sanctification, for the being set apart, dying to the old, living unto the new. Amen. Becoming more like Jesus Christ. He is our source for sanctification. And then C6. Christ-likeness, looking like Christ, acting like Christ, talking like Christ, loving like Christ, forgiving like Christ. The Holy Spirit is our source for these means. That's why it's important for us to study Him. We need to know Him. Amen. We need to know who it is that lives in us. So why is this doctrine so important? It is the one,
It is one of the two vital doctrines on which the gospel is built. Let me emphasize this before we get into the personality. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit is one of the two vital doctrines on which the gospel is founded and built. The person and the work of the Holy Spirit is just as important as the person and the work of Jesus. Let me say this. I want you to catch this. The person and the work of the Holy Spirit is just as important as the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can accomplish redemption. Amen? Only Jesus can accomplish redemption. But only the Spirit of God can apply redemption. The work of Christ, accomplish redemption, accomplish salvation. But only the Spirit of God can apply salvation. Both are vital. And it's as if today we have neglected the latter. I don't think purposely, but I believe so often, and then I've been in the Baptist church my entire life, and I'm almost 60 years old. And for the life of me, Brother Brian, I don't know that I can remember ever in the life of being in the Baptist church where there was a month-long study of the Holy Spirit. And you may, but He's vital. All right. So, why is there so much confusion today? People and churches are seeking experiences and then trying to find a verse in the Bible to fit that experience and make it spiritual. That's why it's confusion today. People are seeking experiences more than they're seeking the truth. Turn with me real quick to 2 Corinthians 11. I want us to read another passage of Scripture before we hit the ground running. 2 Corinthians 11. Paul, in warning the church at Corinth, and you can even imagine the third week of this study, the third Sunday night in January, we'll be on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we'll be in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. And so you'll better understand, but there were major issues in Corinth. There was tremendous confusion in Corinth over He, the Holy Spirit. And Paul, here in writing this defensive letter in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3 and 4, listen to what he had to say to this church. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Do you see the danger? Do you see the warning here that Paul is saying Satan is the master imitator and the counterfeiter? Satan is the author of confusion. And Paul is stating that's why there's so much confusion today. So what is the warning? Here's the warning. God gives the Holy Spirit to believers. But Satan parades his evil spirits. John said in 1 John 4 in verse 1, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Notice we are to test the spirits. The evil spirits are producing false doctrine and false religious experience. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So how do we test the spirits, Brother Craig? There's only one way. There is only one way, and that is by the authoritative Word of God. Many today say the Holy Spirit is saying this to me, or He's leading me to say this. That is very dangerous. What the Holy Spirit says to any Christian is already recorded in the authoritative Word of God.
And Peter gives us that truth in 2 Peter 1, 16 and 17. And I'm not going to ask you to turn there. But he basically tells about the Mount of Transfiguration and how he was there. And he witnessed it. He said, but don't believe my experience. We have a more sure word of prophecy, which is the word of God. Dr. R.A. Torrey said this. This is your last blank on the introduction. The question is not how do I get more of the Holy Spirit, but rather how can the Holy Spirit have more of blank me? The question is not how can I get more of the Holy Spirit. The question is how can the Holy Spirit have more of me? And I believe that that truth is unveiled as we learn of Him and as we know Him and as we study Him and as we live our lives for Him. So let's go to the Holy Spirit is a person. The personhood of the Holy Spirit. The personhood involves mind, will, and blank emotions. Number two, He has a blank mind. Romans 8, 27, and He searches hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Number three, He searches the blank human mind. 1 Corinthians 2, 10, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Number four, He has a blank will. 1 Corinthians 2:11, for who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person who is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Number five, the Holy Spirit blank forbids. Acts 16, 6 and 7, and they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Number six, the Holy Spirit blank permits. Acts 16, 10, and when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on to Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Number seven, the Holy Spirit blank speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks. Be careful here. I'll give you these blanks and then we will make sure we understand how He speaks. A, 7a, He spoke to Philip in the blank desert. Acts 8:29, and the Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. 7b, He spoke to Peter on a blank housetop. Acts 10:19, and while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are looking for you. 7c, He spoke to blank elders in Antioch. Acts 13:2, and while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set me apart from me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. 7d, He spoke to the blank seven churches in Asia Minor. Seven churches in Asia Minor, Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Number eight, the Holy Spirit blank prays. Wow. Praise. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Number nine, the Holy Spirit possesses blank emotions. 9a, He loves. Romans 15:30, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ, by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf. 9b, He grieves. Ephesians 4:30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Number 10, the Holy Spirit can be blank obeyed. obeyed. Acts 10, 19 through 21. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them." And Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for your coming?" Number 11, the Holy Spirit can be blank sinned against. Sinned against. Isaiah 63, 10. "But they rebelled and grieved His Holy Spirit, therefore He turned to be their enemy and Himself fought against them." Number 12, the Holy Spirit can be blank reverenced. Reverenced. Psalms 51:11, "Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me." You'll remember King David saying that. Number 13, the Holy Spirit can be blank lied to. Can be lied to in Acts 5:3. "But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land?" Number 14, the Holy Spirit can be blank blasphemed. Blasphemed. Matthew 12:31. "Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven." Number 15, he demonstrates blank personality. Personality. A, he teaches. John 16:13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come." 15b, he blank guides. Guides. Isaiah 48:16, "Draw near to me, hear this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time it came to be, I have been there, and now the Lord God has sent me and His Spirit." John 16:13, why is it so vital to have the Holy Spirit as our guide? A preacher can guide someone to the truth, but only the Holy Spirit can guide someone into the truth. Let me say that again, because this is important. Why is it so vital to have the Holy Spirit as our guide? A preacher can guide you up to the truth, but only the Holy Spirit can guide you into the truth. 15c, he blank comforts. John 14:16, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever." 15d, he blank convicts. Convicts. John 16:8, "And when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." 15e, he restrains blank sin. He restrains sin. 2 Corinthians 2:7, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way." 15f, he blank commands. Acts 8:29, "And the Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot." And then 15g, he is referred to in the Bible with personal pronouns. Personal blank pronouns. Listen to this few passages, John 15:26, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness about me." John 16:7-8, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." John 16:13-14, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of His own authority, for whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you." The person of the Holy Spirit. Do you recognize? Take a breath, take a moment. Just be still and take a deep breath and consider the personality of the Holy Spirit, God. who lives in you as a believer. We've just covered numerous passages and facts about the Holy Spirit. And up to this point, we've only covered one drop of the entire ocean, of the vastness and the enormity and the greatness of God, the Holy Spirit. All right. You got your breath? Second session. The deity. What do we mean by that? That's the divinity or the God of the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, the deity of the Holy Spirit. We've studied about his personhood. Now let's study about him being God. Number one, he is blank, omnipresent. Omnipresent. That means he's present everywhere. Everywhere present. Psalms 139, 7 through 10. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. 1b, he indwells all believers worldwide. 1c, he accompanies all blank true biblical preaching worldwide. 1d, he convicts the blank lost worldwide. 1e, he comforts blank believers worldwide. He's omnipresent. Number two, he's omniscient. Omniscient, that means all-knowing. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 and 11, these things God has revealed to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. Let me just stop here. My brothers and sisters, consider God who lives in you. He knows everything about you that you do not even know about yourself. And he loves you still. Wow. Number three, he's omnipotent. He is blank omnipotent. That means he's all powerful. 3a, seen in the work as creator, blank creator. Job 26, 13. By his wind, by his spirit, the heavens were made fair. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. 3b, seen in his work in the blank miracles of Jesus. The miracles of Jesus. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. I want you to think for a moment about him being omnipotent, all-powerful. The one who is all-powerful. And the one who is all-knowing, and the one who is all-present. Jesus said, shall dwell with you and never leave you and never forsake you. Wow. Truly, we could sing the doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures below. Praise Him, all heavenly host. Woo. Praise Him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Wow. Number four, I'm sorry, I should stick to teaching. I can't help it. Y'all going to have to apologize. I just apologize. You have to forgive me. Number four, He is blank eternal. He is eternal. Can I, you know what that means? There never was a beginning and never an end. Hebrews 9:14, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? He exists in the past. He exists in the present. He exists in the future. Letter C, only God is blank eternal in and of Himself. Only God is eternal. Number five, the words of the Holy Spirit are said to be those of God. The inspirations of the prophets are from the Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Number six, He is called blank God. He is called God. 6a. 6a, blank lying to the Holy Spirit is equated with doing so to God. Acts 5, 3 and 4, and Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your hearts to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself the proceeds of the land? 6b, being blank indwelt by the Holy Spirit is equated so to God. Ephesians 2:22, in Him you also are being built together in a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Number seven, He is called blank Lord. He is called Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Number eight, He is called blank Jehovah. Jehovah. Acts 28:25-27, and disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was writing, saying in your hearts through Isaiah the prophet, go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but will never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive, for the people's hearts has grown dull, and their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would hear them, and heal them. Number nine, the sin of blank blasphemy indicates His deity. Only God can be blasphemed. So the sin of blasphemy indicates that He's God. Number 10, He is made equal with the blank Father and blank Son. He is made equal with the Father and Son. Letter A, 10a, seen in the blank baptismal experience of Christ. We see this when Christ was baptized, Matthew 3:16-17, and when the Spirit... When Jesus was baptized, immediately He went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on Him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. 10b, He is equal with the Father and the Son, seen in the blank temptations of Christ. In the temptations of Christ, Matthew 4, I'll just read a couple of verses here. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. 10c, as declared by Jesus in the blank upper room. In the upper room, John 14:16, and I will ask the Father and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. 10D, as declared by Paul, blank Paul. Ephesians 2:18, for through Him we have both access in one Spirit to the Father. 10E, as declared by blank Peter, 1 Peter 1:2. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, for the sprinkling with His blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. 10F, as declared by the book of blank Acts, the book of Acts, Acts 2:33, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. He is equated with the Father and the Son, as declared by Jesus in the Great Commission. G, great, blank, great commission. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. Now take a breath. Just settle down just a moment. I promise we're closing. In our first session tonight, we've looked at why is it important to study the Holy Spirit. Why is there so much confusion about Him? Do we need to know Him as a person? Yes. We've seen numerous passages tonight to teach us that God, the Holy Spirit, as a person, mind, will, and emotions. We see tonight in the second section of our study that the Holy Spirit is God. There's never been a moment when He was not God. He always has been. He's eternal. Consider the deity of the Holy Spirit. And my brothers and sisters, we must take to heart the warning that John gave us in 1 John 4:1. Believe not every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Do you sense that maybe you know Him, and that you know Him a little better tonight? We've only just begun. I'll take just a moment, and my time is up, but I'll take just a moment if the pastor will allow. And let me say this, if you don't have a question tonight, if you want to submit a question, give to Him. He can send it to me. I'll be glad to try to answer that, and I'll cover it next week if we have time when I get back. Okay? Any questions tonight about the person of the Holy Spirit or the deity, the God of the Holy Spirit? I know some of you are probably saying, I wish you would slow down. I couldn't get through if I did. Because tonight's session was probably the shortest of the four. And I think I took about 40 minutes, maybe 45, stretching it. But we will do the same format next Sunday night, unless the Lord leads us different. But we'll try to do the same format. And just know this, I appreciate you and love you. I just didn't realize there's going to be this many here tonight. I'm excited. I really am, that this many would come and say, we want to learn about God the Holy Spirit. Bring someone with you next Sunday night. I have no intent to throw rocks at anybody. I'm not going to try to speak against other denominations or beliefs. I just want to try to clarify who the Holy Spirit is according to the Word of God. God bless you. I love you. Pastor, you come.